Chapter 32. Now the sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad had come to have numerous livestock, very many, in fact. And they began to see the land of Jazer and the land of Gilead, and look, the place was a place for livestock. Hence the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben came and said this to Moses and Eleazar the priest and to the chieftains of the assembly. Ataroth and Dibon and Jazer and Nimrah and Heshbon and Elealeh and Sebam and Nebo and Beon, the land that Jehovah defeated before the assembly of Israel, is a land for livestock, and your servants have livestock. And they went on to say, If we have found favor in your eyes, let this land be given to your servants as a possession. Do not make us cross the Jordan. Then Moses said to the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben, Are your brothers to go to war while you yourselves keep dwelling here? And why should you dishearten the sons of Israel from crossing into the land that Jehovah will certainly give them? That is the way your fathers did when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see the land. When they went up to the torrent valley of Eshcol and saw the land, then they disheartened the sons of Israel, so as not to go into the land that Jehovah was certain to give them. Consequently, Jehovah's anger blazed on that day, so that he swore, saying, The men who came up out of Egypt from 20 years old upward will not see the soil of which I have sworn to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because they have not followed me wholly, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun, because they have followed Jehovah wholly. So Jehovah's anger blazed against Israel, and he made them wander about in the wilderness 40 years, until all the generation that was doing evil in the eyes of Jehovah came to their end. And here you have risen in the place of your fathers as the brood of sinful men in order to add further to the burning anger of Jehovah against Israel. In case you should turn back from following him, he also would certainly once again let them stay longer in the wilderness, and you would have acted ruinously toward all this people. Later they approached him and said, Let us build here stone flock pens for our livestock and cities for our little ones. But we ourselves shall go equipped in battle formation before the sons of Israel until whenever we have brought them to their place, while our little ones must dwell in the cities with fortifications away from the face of the inhabitants of the land. We shall not return to our houses until the sons of Israel have provided themselves with landed property, each with his own inheritance. For we shall not get an inheritance with them from the side of the Jordan and beyond, because our inheritance has come to us from the side of the Jordan toward the sunrising. At this Moses said to them, If you will do this thing, if you will equip yourselves before Jehovah for the war, and every equipped one of yours will actually pass over the Jordan before Jehovah, until he drives away his enemies from before him, and the land is actually subdued before Jehovah, and afterward you return, you also will indeed prove yourselves free from guilt against Jehovah and against Israel, and this land must become yours as a possession before Jehovah. But if you will not do this way, you will also certainly sin against Jehovah. In that case, know that your sin will catch up with you. Build for yourselves cities for your little ones and stone pens for your flocks, and what has gone forth from your mouth you should do. Then the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben said this to Moses, Your servants will do just as my Lord is commanding. Our little ones, our wives, our livestock, and all our domestic animals will stay there in the cities of Gilead. But your servants will pass over, everyone equipped for the army, before Jehovah for the war, just as my Lord is speaking. Accordingly, Moses gave a command respecting them to Eleazar the priest, and to Joshua the son of Nun, and to the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the sons of Israel. So Moses said to them, If the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben pass with you over the Jordan, everyone equipped for the war, before Jehovah, and the land is actually subdued before you, you must then give them the land of Gilead as a possession. But if they do not pass over equipped with you, they must then be settled in your midst in the land of Canaan. To this the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben answered, saying, What Jehovah has spoken to your servants is the way we shall do. We ourselves will pass over equipped before Jehovah to the land of Canaan, and the possession of our inheritance will be with us on this side of the Jordan. At this Moses gave to them, that is, to the sons of Gad, and to the sons of Reuben, and to half the tribe of Manasseh the son of Joseph, the kingdom of Sihon, the king of the Amorites, and the kingdom of Og, the king of Bashan, the land belonging to its cities and the territories, and the cities of the land round about. And the sons of Gad proceeded to build Dibon, and Ataroth, and Aroer, and Atroth-Shophan, and Jazer, and Jogbaha, and Beth-Nimrah, and Beth-Haran, cities with fortifications and stone flock pens. And the sons of Reuben built Heshbon, and Elealeh, and Kiriathaim, and Nebo, and Baal-Meon, their names being changed, and Sibmah, and they began to call by their own names the names of the cities that they built. And the sons of Machir, the son of Manasseh, proceeded to march to Gilead, and to capture it, and to drive away the Amorites who were in it. So Moses gave Gilead to Machir, the son of Manasseh, and he took up dwelling in it. And Jair, the son of Manasseh, marched and went capturing their tent villages, and he began to call them Havoth-Jair. And Nobah marched and went capturing Kenath and its dependent towns, and he began to call it Nobah by his own name.